Nationwide, the natural hair community is growing. Between 2011 and 2016, sales of hair straighteners, also known as relaxers, fell 31%. Relaxers are made up of chemicals that flatten the natural kinks in many African Americans' hair. 90.5 WESA's Allegra Battle reports Pittsburgh's natural hair community is seeing an increase in new membership, too.
Good morning.
Sisters Beauty Supply in downtown Pittsburgh is owned by Renita White and her family. The store carries a wide array of hair products.
We sell a lot, especially the leave-in conditioner. It does well in the conditioner, the regular conditioner. And then all the different types of oils. Grapeseed oil, the carrot oil. A lot of people like to use those for mixing different types of oils to put in their hair.
White says within the last 3 years, she's noticed a change in attitude surrounding natural hair. Another Pittsburgher also spotted that trend early on. Tamiya Bridget started the Natural Hair Meetup Group, It's a Natural Thing, 8 years ago.
I think everyone was so excited just to have a space to just feel free to discuss, everything.
Beyond the online community and Facebook group, members of It's a Natural Thing attend quarterly meetups where they discuss natural hair and the day-to-day challenges faced by many Black women. There are also workshops on ways to style hair, hair product demonstrations, and even fashion shows. Bridget says she wants to create a space for natural hair because some still view it as taboo, even in the Black community.
It's the mindset of just your hair is ugly, your hair is bad, your hair is not good enough. And the more you feel that way about your hair, you never see it as what it is. You'll always just see it as the other N-word.
That other N-word is nappy, a derogatory term for Afro-textured hair. 5 years ago, Bridget opened the group to men and multiracial families. She says there was some pushback from members who felt that opening up the group would invade that sacred space that was reserved for Black women. But Bridget says it was important for her to invite those new members, especially white parents with Black children.
These children are going to grow up, with Afro-textured hair or, coily textured hair. Their parents need to know how to do their hair. And instead of starting a separate group, I just made it where, they can feel free to join and that they have a place to reach out and feel included.
June Wolf of Beaver County is a member of the group. Wolf is white and her 4.5-year-old adopted daughter, Leocadia, who goes by Katie, is Black.
I joined it, for Katie and more about Katie and letting her have that community. I mean, her being able to celebrate, basically her Black girl magic and everything else is really important, right?
Wolf wants her daughter to embrace her natural hair. She says she gets a lot of good information from the group, like which hair products to use. Some products soften while others add moisture to Katie's thick, curly hair.
I just want her to be able to feel confident and beautiful the way she's... You are beautiful, I know. There's so many white and Eurocentric beauty standards that society tries to push on people, and I don't want it having her feel like she's not enough.
In the Black community, hair is a complicated issue. Bridget says historically the idea of good hair, or European textured hair, was considered more beautiful and acceptable than African American hair. But that may be changing. According to the research firm Mintel, 71% of Black adults in the U.S. wore their hair natural in 2016. Wolf says she's always learning new styles and techniques for her daughter's hair, including Katie's favorite, her puff.
She calls her puff her princess hair. That's her favorite.
Because it's beautiful in ponytails. I like it with my princess hair.
Wolf says she's grateful she connected with Pittsburgh's natural hair community. It's a Natural Thing now has over 7,000 members from across the country. Founder Tamiya Bridget is getting ready for the group's next big event, a meetup at Alpha Lab Gear in East Liberty this summer. I'm Allegra Battle, 90.5 WESA News.